This is day 10 in our seminar on the footsteps of Paul. We will travel 45 minutes west of Thessaloniki and visit Berea. It will be our last day in what used to be called Macedonia. We'll end up back in Thessaloniki so we can take the evening flight to Athens. The ancient city of Berea is known today as Veria, a modern city of about 66,000 people. It has been continuously occupied for 2,500 years. It was the third most important city in the Byzantine Empire, after Constantinople and Thessaloniki. There were so many churches built there that it was called Little Jerusalem. There are 16 small neighborhoods known as quarters. The better known are the Jewish quarter and the Christian quarter. There is no archaeological ruins from the Roman period. Only a section of the old Roman road can be seen today. But it's interesting the fact that the layout of the modern city is in the same pattern as the ancient city, with the north-south street and the east-west street. In fact, the town square is over the ancient agora. The Jewish quarter was outside the city wall. The present Jewish synagogue is only 200 years old, but it was built on the foundations of the first century synagogue. We'll visit the Tribute of Apostle Paul, which is traditionally the spot where Paul preached the gospel to the Bereans. Every year, this monument becomes a focus of a series of religious, cultural, and educational events that are dedicated to the apostle and his work. He is considered as the founder of the local church, which organizes its celebrations. The festival lasts for 1 month and ends on June 29, which is the date for the festival of the saints Peter and Paul. There is also a statue of Paul that was donated by the Russian Academy of Arts. Paul visited Berea at least twice, in 50 AD and in 57 AD. The story is told that in 1941, the chief rabbi of Thessaloniki visited Berea to examine an ancient Torah scroll. In the margins, someone from the first century had written about a visit from a stranger named Saul. It said he preached to them about the coming of Messiah. Preparations were made to submit the scroll to foreign experts for future examination. This was interrupted by World War II. The Nazis took all the religious objects belonging to the Jewish community and transported them to a museum in Germany. After the war, the Russians gave the Torah to Hungarian survivors. They considered it forbidden for ritual use because it was written on. Still, they used it because that's all they had. Eventually, it was sold to a merchant from Budapest. There is no record of what happened to it after that. If the scroll really did exist, it is the only non-biblical record of Paul's existence. Before World War II, there were over 600 Jews living in Berea. When the Germans arrived, many of them had fled to the mountains and other places. Only 300 Jews were left in the city. In 1943, all the remaining Jews were locked in the synagogue for 3 days without food and water. Those who survived were sent to Germany, and most died in the Holocaust. The few who returned after the war found their homes occupied and their possessions gone. All of them left the city. Some went to Thessaloniki, but the majority left Greece, immigrating to Israel or the United States. This ended their 2,000-year-old community in Berea. Well, the Caesar of the day will be the three Caesars. They are three of the four Caesars who ruled in the same year. Cultural insights will be on the four types of Roman marriages. Here is your tip for the week. Some toilets have signs on it that say, "Do not throw paper in the toilet." You may feel it is disgusting, but they are serious about you putting your toilet paper in the little can next to the stool. The sign means that their sewage system is old and not able to handle anything more than human waste. If you ignore the sign, it will probably clog up their system and shut down the facility until it can be fixed. On the bus coming from Thessaloniki, we will hear the telling of the overview of 2 Thessalonians. If you want to go deeper, watch the overview on btstories.com. It is story number 242, entitled, The Day of the Lord. I encourage you to watch the insights as well. Oh, here is a second tip. The trip is only 8 weeks away. If you haven't already done so, it's time to get off the couch and start walking. I'm talking about a minimum of 20 minutes a day up to 45 minutes a day. I'll be talking to you next week.